Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So Owen Jennings over at Block is saying that generative UI is already here. He's talking about products like Cash App's MoneyBot, which can dynamically generate charts and visualizations on the fly, not hard-coded into the app itself. It really makes you wonder about the future of traditional user interfaces. It's a pretty mind-bending idea, right? That your interface isn't something built and shipped, but composed on the fly by AI. And it makes sense when you hear things like the host of the DOC podcast mentioning that Spotify hasn't written a human line of code since December. This radical shift in how we build things, from dynamic UI to even dark factory development with almost no human code, it's creating a wild infrastructure paradox right now. Mark Andreessen noted recently that every dollar going into AI infrastructure is turning into revenue immediately because everyone is just starved for compute capacity. But here's the thing. While investment is unprecedented, Professor Steve from DOAC warns that it's unsustainable. He predicts a classic boom and bust cycle, with 90% of AI startups failing and 95% of enterprise AI pilots never making it to production. It's a tough landscape. How do you balance massive scale with cost efficiency and actually getting to production? And here's an interesting detail. Google is apparently running very old TPUs very profitably. It suggests that software improvements are actually outpacing chip depreciation, which kind of flips the script on what we thought about hardware cycles. Now, when we talk about all these AI-composed experiences and agents doing more and more, it leads us to this fascinating idea Cisco's Vijay Pandey calls the Internet of Cognition. He argues that we've really over-indexed on just making bigger models, vertical scaling. He thinks the next big unlock is horizontal scaling, AI agents collaborating across a decentralized network. Imagine agents not just performing individual tasks, but sharing context, building trust, and solving really complex, long-duration problems together. Even across different cloud and on-prem environments. That requires new, higher-order protocols, almost like how the internet evolved. It makes you think, how are your agents going to talk to each other and coordinate if they're not all centrally controlled? And speaking of control, and also the darker side of this hyper-connected AI future, Kevin Mandia, who founded Mandiant, had a stark warning this week. He flat out says that within 2 years, all attacks are going to be AI-driven. And because the speed of AI offense will be incomprehensible, defense must be autonomous with no human in the loop. Human reaction times just won't cut it anymore. It's a radical shift for cybersecurity, but also a call to action for every founder building anything with AI. This shift towards agents and autonomous systems is already playing out in some interesting ways with founders right now. Take Linear, for example. Kari Saarinen, their co-founder, mentioned that many SaaS companies actually got AI wrong by just slapping on chatbots. Linear, instead, is building its own integrated coding agents, giving them deep context of an organization's work. He highlighted the tough problem of not being in control when you rely on external agents, and it's why they're building this in-house backbone for guided coding, aiming for a smoother end-to-end workflow.
Then there's Anthropic. Amal Ivasari, their head of growth, revealed that the company went from $1 billion to $19 billion ARR in just 14 months. What's even wilder is that they're now using Claude itself for an internal initiative, Cash, Claude Accelerates Sustainable Hypergrowth, to automate their own growth experimentation. It's a new frontier in AI-powered business scaling, isn't it? Using your own AI to automate your business operations and strategy, not just your product. And a fascinating data point from Aaron Katz, CEO of ClickHouse. He shared that they internally migrated their observability infrastructure off Datadog because of high seven-figure costs. But get this, he also noted that every LLM he asks about replatforming companies suggests ClickHouse. So AI isn't just building UIs or automating growth, it's now influencing critical infrastructure decisions for enterprises. All of this points to one very important thing for founders, your data. Guillaume from Mistral made a strong case that while closed models are great for prototyping, fine-tuning models on your proprietary customer data is 10 times cheaper and significantly better for production workloads. It helps leverage decades of your own unique data, addresses privacy concerns, and can deliver superior performance compared to just providing context and inference. If you're looking for your most defensible AI moat, it might just be fine-tuning on your data. So thinking about all these agents and autonomous systems, here's something to try this week. Find a small, repetitive coding or content generation task that an engineer on your team is doing manually. Challenge them to automate it with an AI agent this week. Tools like Claude Code or Goose are great for this. The goal is to see if you can remove human code entirely from that specific task. It's an experiment, but it's where we're heading, and it's a great way to start exploring that dark factory development potential. Now, as you're navigating these shifts from generative UI to the need for autonomous defense, Google Cloud is really focused on providing that infrastructure. Gemini Code Assist helps teams generate, test, and deploy code faster, moving from hard-coded interfaces to dynamic, AI-composed experiences. For the Internet of Cognition we talked about, our Security Command Center, built on Mandiant's threat intelligence, delivers AI-powered detection and autonomous response to combat those AI-driven attacks. Coupled with Vertex AI Agent Builder and support for Google's A2A protocol, GCP offers a secure, scalable backbone for building and orchestrating collaborative multi-agent systems, whether in the cloud or on-prem. It's about giving founders the tools to innovate, scale, and secure their AI-native businesses in this rapidly evolving landscape. This week really highlights how AI is not just a feature, but a fundamental reshaping of how we build, secure, and even grow businesses. The infrastructure paradox is real, but so is the opportunity for those who build autonomously and strategically. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.